There are several reasons to look forward to Friday each week, and tops on my list is my visit each Friday with Mara Davis. It is good to see you, Mara.
And it is great to see you, Steve. It is the same for me. It is always a pleasure to see you and talk music with you. You and I could go on for hours.
One of my heroes, the original country rock founder, if you will, Gram Parsons, the Georgia Peach.
There's no doubt about it. Country rock or Americana music would not be around if it were not for Gram Parsons.
Flying Burrito Brothers. I had every album, all two of them that they ever did. So I'm a big fan.
And both great. So now, you know, his legend really lives on. There are a lot of people who are still very passionate about Gram Parsons because he died in a really mysterious way and he was so young. And so they're doing a tribute to Gram Parsons at the Star Bar. Bands like Rolling Nowhere, Slim Chance and the Convicts, Caroline and the Ramblers, all performing in tribute to Gram Parsons at the Star Bar tonight. Even though this time it really
hurts me that I've been through similar. So where were you in 1975? Well, wherever you were in 1975, you were hearing this song on the radio. On a dark flatland she rides,
on a pony she named Wildfire. There is nothing more crushing than a song about a dead horse. I hear Wildfire, and it still, it gets under my skin, because I always feel like, couldn't they have put that horse indoors? Couldn't have somebody looked into this? No, really, we all know Michael Martin Murphy, the singer-songwriter from Texas. This is the song that made him famous, but I was excited to see that he's still writing songs. He just came out with a new album, and he will be at Eddie's Attic on Saturday night, and if he doesn't play Wildfire, well, then I don't know what I'm going to do, Steve.
He has actually written the state song for the state of New Mexico. Just a little bit of trivia there for you.
Can you sing it? Do you know it?
Heck no. In the land of enchantment,
New Mexico. Wildfire, oh my God. Michael Martin Murphy at Eddie's Attic on Saturday night.
This next artist has been around for a long time. And even before he became a singer in his own right back in the early 70s, he was a great producer. Produced some really classic acts like The Band and Badfinger and Grand Funk Railroad. Todd Rundgren is going to be in town.
The last time I saw Todd, he was actually with Hall & Oates. They were touring together. And what a double bill that was. But Todd Rundgren, one of my favorite songwriters. This song, Hello, It's Me, gets under my skin because it's just one of those songs that, I don't know, it's like a scar song for me. It always takes me back to a certain time and a certain place. He is a great live performer. He's always touring, always working, as you mentioned, doing music and producing.
And the run-up to that concert, everyone can bang the drum all day, because that's all he wrote that song.
He wrote that song, and you know, that's probably his most popular song, and it's so different from all his other music. But I still love that one, too. And he is at the Variety Playhouse, Todd Rundgren, Variety Playhouse, on Sunday night. Oh.